This is the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I'm a big star, you know.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.
This is DCR.
Jared Porter. Back in 2016, sent numerous, 50, 60, 70 texts to a woman he met briefly in an elevator. Explicit, repulsive, lewd texts over and over and over and over.
She told ESPN that despite his apologies in 2016, she didn't think he was truly sorry for what he did.
But there was somebody in the front office that knew about the behavior of Jared Porter. And the fact that this wasn't handled years ago, that's on them too.
He has to be fired, and he has to be fired today.
This is DCR on 98.7 ESPN.
And the big 6 o'clock hour, time now for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. And Rick, I got to be honest, I thought when we got into the Mets again on an important day, it would be George Springer, it would be Brad Hand, it would be a new starting pitcher. I didn't realize it would be Jared Porter, your GM, who admits, this is not even alleged at this point, this is a full admission that he sent multiple, many, 50, 60 unsolicited photos to a female reporter back in 2016. ESPN has known about the story for a couple of years now. It finally broke last night, and it is really as repulsive as you think it would be.
It's a disgusting story, and now the Mets are put in a situation where they hired a manager in Carlos Beltran, who was fired before he even managed the game. And you have a GM who did, in, I think we all agree, way, way worse than what Carlos Beltran ever did, sign stealing and banging on garbage cans. And he needs to be fired today.
Yeah, this is a bad look for the Mets. And this is the first really big decision that new owner Steve Cohen is going to have to make about his franchise. But I think it's an opportunity for him and Major League Baseball to set the tone for what they want to be moving forward. Like somebody like Jared Porter that behaved in such a manner to make a reporter feel that uncomfortable, he has no place around the game. And so to me, him being fired as the general manager of the Mets, that needs to happen sooner rather than later.
Yeah,
because there is no two sides to this story.
Mm-mm. It's going to happen today. I mean, I'm telling you, if we turn on our microphones tomorrow, Rick, and he is still employed by the Mets, I will go crazy. And I think that rightfully so. You have to do the right thing here. There's only one decision that can be made today, and that's to move on from him.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I mean, we talked about this in the first order. I mean, the first hour of the show. This isn't where you wait to see how the media, how the fan base reacts to this story. There's only one way to react to this story, and it's to relieve Jared Porter of his duties. Like, this is Steve Cohen's first. I mean, Chris just mentioned this is his first, real big decision. This is the real test, because it's all been great. I mean, he buys a team, everyone's happy. The Wilpons are gone. He's out spending money. You trade for Francisco Lindor. We're talking about, George Springer and Brad Hand. I mean, all these different things that, the Mets can do to chase a World Series. I want to win a World Series in 3 to 5 years. We're shopping in the gourmet section. Like, all the different things. I mean, the fan bases couldn't be more excited. And now you have some turbulence. And, how do you react? And I think Steve Cohen needs to come out. And I would imagine, because, his wife is very involved with the New York Mets and how they do business, that this is the opportunity to show the people, to show Major League Baseball what the New York Mets are going to be all about moving forward.
Just to be clear, I don't blame the Mets for hiring Jared Porter, because I think there is a world where they might not have known about these accusations at the time they hired him, going back to December. But now that you've been made aware of it, and there have been several people that have corroborated the facts of the matter to the point where ESPN feels comfortable producing an article about it. Like, I just feel like at this point, you have enough information and you have enough admission of guilt from Jared Porter to go ahead and cut ties with him. Like, I don't blame them for this situation, but it is their mess to clean up. And the only way that you fix this, the only way that you make this
swiftly,
right, is by firing him.
Yep.
That's it.
Yeah, for me, Dave, I mean, here's the most, damning portion of this whole article and everything else. And it's, between the 62 unanswered messages and, the pictures of him in bed with the bulge in his pants, and then finally, the 17th picture being of, a shot of his junk or whoever's junk it was. I mean, the fact that he was reached by ESPN, he acknowledged texting with the woman. Initially, he said he hadn't sent any pictures of himself. When he was actually told by ESPN, oh, by the way, we have the selfies and other pictures in the text chain, he said, well, the more explicit ones aren't me. Those are kind of like joke stock images. So you, but you still sent them. Yeah, you still sent those. Yes, okay, that's it. That's the admission of guilt. You're done.
How is it a joke?
Right.
I don't understand. I don't understand how this is a joke. I don't get that.
Well, he doesn't know what to say.
How could this be a laughing matter?
It's not a laughing matter, Chris. But he does. I mean, listen. He's dead to rights, right? I mean, he's caught with his hand in the cookie jar. There's nothing for him to do or to say, and he's going to try to deflect it as best he can. That's his best way of deflecting it.
That actually makes it worse. That makes it worse.
You're right. It does.
Like if he's like, listen, I thought we got our signals crossed, and I thought we were trying to engage in a personal relationship. Like even if he would have said that, he still would have been wrong. But, like, to try to say that it's a joke or it's a laughing matter when this woman clearly was made to feel uncomfortable, like, that to me is just despicable. Like, this guy's moral compass is completely off. And Dave, based on the information that we have, this guy is a liability if he continues to be employed as your general manager. Because there's no telling how many times he did this in the past, and there's no telling whether or not he'll do this in the future. So if you're the Mets, you're in a spot right now that you have to get rid of him. There's no way you can retain Jared Porter as your general manager.
And that's Straight Talk, Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Let's go to the phones. Kevin in Freeport. Kevin, you're next up on 98.7
ESPN. Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. What's going on?
I think this is wrong. He should definitely get fired and not be in any MLB team after this. But my problem is with this is the tone you guys are using in MLB. Why isn't this tone same used in the NFL when it comes to domestic violence?
Well, hang on. First of all, you don't think that we are similar with our tact on domestic violence?
No, because you guys first say, oh, this player doesn't belong in the team, but then weeks later, it was a good pickup for the other team to pick up the player.
When have we said, Kevin, give me an example, because that's a pretty outlandish statement that you're making and accusatory of us. Anything about that?
I'm not just saying you guys. I'm saying everybody else in sports.
Well, I don't know how
we can't be responsible for everybody else in sports. We don't do that. We can be responsible for what we say on this show.
I get it. But then your tone, Chris, you're saying that players, GM, owners know everything was going on with players. But in the NFL, when it comes to domestic violence, they didn't know about it.
Well, we've never condoned domestic violence. We've never done that on this show. I mean, I was teammates with Ray Rice, and I remember when he gave me his account of what happened in that elevator in that Atlantic City casino, and it was very different than the video that we saw. And we all thought in that locker room that it rose to the level where he should lose his job as the running back for the Baltimore Ravens. Like, I lived through that movie. Like, I've come out and spoke against domestic violence. Nobody on this platform condones domestic violence or organizations that want to continue to employ people that commit acts of domestic violence. Now, we're not going to say anybody is above, we're not going to say that nobody deserves a second chance, but you also have to serve your penance. You also have to be disciplined. There has to be some accountability for your actions. And right now, with Jared Porter and what he did to this reporter in the past, like, these actions, that behavior deserves him being fired today by the New York Mets.
Of course, definitely.
I think that, also the thing with Jared Porter, too, I mean, it directly affects his ability to do his job, what he's done. I mean, I can't imagine, like, there's plenty of women that work for the New York Mets. I mean, there's a female GM, which is an unbelievable step in the right direction. I can't imagine that Jared Porter can walk in a room in the GM meetings and look her in the face without her being completely disgusted, or him to stand in front of a sales department with a bunch of female employees that wouldn't be sick to their stomach.
Yeah, you lose all your credibility.
All respect, all credibility, right out the window.
Out the window.
I mean, the fact is that this poor woman that is from, a different country, trying to get her career started because she exchanged business cards with someone that she thought that moving forward, especially under the circumstances where the Chicago Cubs are competing for a World Series, they even get the director of professional scouting that, maybe, because I'm assuming This is a, we're in a business situation, that this is a professional encounter. And the reason you're giving me my, your business card is because we're going to create a professional relationship. That's what reporters do. And silly me that that should be the assumption, that now I'm getting, you know, text messages and everything else, lewd pictures. And now I'm questioning whether or not I can actually be in this business, because God forbid I do come forward. Who knows what's going to happen? My reputation could be ruined. Like, I don't know how
she's not in the business.
And the, well, that's the only reason why this story's coming out now, is because she's no longer in the business.
Yeah, but how awful is that? I mean, there's a pretty good chance that she's not in this business directly because of what this guy did to her a couple of years ago.
I'm telling you, imagine getting the phone call from your daughter. And maybe this is just, I mean, because having a daughter has said it changes you. But I couldn't imagine getting the phone call from my daughter that everything she's worked for her entire life, she finally gets a shot in the business that she's always wanted to be in. And now she's in a spot where she's contemplating having to leave the business because, you know, she's in this situation where she doesn't know what she should do. When it's clear what she should do is come forward because she's being sexually harassed.
Yeah, but it's not that easy.
Well, exactly. But it should be that easy is my point. It should be that easy. This shouldn't be something that this woman or women in general have to deal with or tolerate. It's not acceptable. We're supposed to be trying to become more inclusive, not less inclusive.
Yeah, I'm with Rick on this one. There's something broken when she doesn't feel like there's a safe space for her to be able to work in. And if something does happen, there's no way for her to be able to report it without having to be afraid of retribution. Like, to me, there's something broken with the institution of baseball if that's what happened.
Just think about this. She's done nothing wrong. She's done nothing wrong in this situation. She's out of the business, and all Jared Porter has done since 2016 is get promotion after promotion. It's ruined her career,
yes.
And his career couldn't be better.
Yes, but did you see that Jeffrey Epstein documentary on Netflix with all the poor girls who were, you know, molested and sexually abused by him, and they felt, how can we come forward? We're never going to be believed that it's going to hurt our reputation. It's going to hurt our futures. This is not a one-time thing, or this is not isolated to this woman. I mean, sadly, this is the society that we live in right now.
No, you're right, Dave. And the thing is, Rob Manfred, he did that exhaustive search last year to try to find out how widespread the cheating was with the Houston Astros and the banging on the trash cans and the Boston Red Sox. Remember, he did all of that? He cast a wide net. He gave all the players immunity because he wanted to know how far it went. He's going to have to do something similar with this situation. You got to find out how deep the rabbit hole goes. Because this is a black eye to the sport of baseball with this reporter being made to feel like that.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
You're absolutely right.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
It's terrible that we're sitting here in 2020 and this is the conversation that we have to have right now.
Yeah, it's despicable, Dave. I mean, it's disgusting what Jared Porter did to this female reporter, and just, you know, the attitude toward it, and why Major League Baseball didn't do more at the time, why the Chicago Cubs weren't more involved at the time is still beyond me. But now that we've been made aware of it, like, we need to take actions, and Major League Baseball needs to take strides in order to prevent this from being a situation moving forward with women that are in and around the sport. Like, this cannot continue. This can't happen again. Like, there needs to be some really specific guidelines on actionable behavior regarding, you know, sexual harassment, things that rise to this kind of level. Because female reporters have to be made to feel safe in order to do their jobs. And it's clear that this was not the case.
Yeah, I mean, if this is something that is going to stop, and it has to stop, then you can't, as, and if it was the Chicago Cubs, whoever else, you can't continue to enable people of power, like men in power, to get away with it. Like, this needs to be a statement to everyone in baseball that this behavior is not acceptable.
That's right. And if you commit a heinous act like this, you know what? You're not welcome in this game.
No, I mean, listen, I mean, this is Steve Cohen's opportunity. Just like we had conversations, and this is not apples to apples, but, I mean, Joe Judge, when the DeAndre Baker news comes out, well, I mean, what should the Giants do? Well, who are you? What do you stand for, Joe Judge? And he said, this is the Giants, Joe Judge, the new regime. We don't stand for this type of behavior. DeAndre Baker, we're going to cut you. What happens when Golden Tate acts the way that Golden Tate acts? We don't stand for this. This isn't who we are. This is unacceptable behavior. And they made an example of Golden Tate.
That's right.
So, I mean, if Steve Cohen and Sandy Alderson, I mean, if, you know, listening to Sandy, you know, during the break after the initial press conference, doesn't sound like he was, you know, overly familiar with Jared Porter. Must have had a good interview. I mean, we'll just, I guess we'll give him the benefit of the doubt that he didn't know. I want to believe that he didn't know about this stuff. I mean, so I guess we don't judge them on hiring him, but this is when you start to judge them, how quickly they react to this story and what they do moving forward.
Yeah, Rico, I can believe that Sandy Alderson didn't know about this. I mean, and not to say that they didn't do their due diligence, but this didn't come out when he was up for the promotion, the assistant GM job with the Diamondbacks. Like, this wasn't a conversation then. This report didn't surface then. So I can believe that the Mets didn't know about this when they made the initial hire. But now it's about what they do moving forward and really what Rob Manfred and Major League Baseball do as well. Like, they've got some work to do. They've got to investigate the matter. They got to find out why this Cub employee that tried to be an intermediary didn't do more at the time when the allegations were actually made. I don't understand that. To me, to allow Jared Porter to be coddled and to be protected so he can ascend through the ranks and get to a position where he's a general manager of the club, there's something really wrong with that. Something about it is broken in Major League Baseball when it comes to interaction with women in the sport.
All right, let's take a listen. Here's Sandy Alderson. This is not even, guys, this is barely a month ago. On December the 14th of 2020, Sandy Alderson at the introductory press conference for Jared Porter says that, it's amazing, his new GM, Jared, is very well respected along Major League Baseball circles.
Jared is very well respected across baseball, not just respected, but well liked as well. And being well liked goes a long way toward being successful in this business. There are a lot of other things that come into play as well. In terms of Jared's personality, not just the fact that he's likable, but then as a Q factor of sorts.
Well, I think, I mean, you couldn't have had a worse statement, right? He's very likable. He's got a great Q factor. He's one of the guys that we, you know, look forward to.
But that's part of the problem, Dave. But that's part of the problem in baseball circles. This is something that in baseball circles, and I think you saw that with how it was handled with the Cubs, that there was actually an employee that was the in-between Jared Porter and the female reporter. Like, this is something that at the time wasn't brought to Theo Epstein's attention and dealt with then. So if it's something you're doing and, you know, people inside the organization know about it and you're not being punished for it, it's actually the complete opposite, where you're getting promotions.
It emboldens you.
Exactly emboldens, right. You're enabling this guy.
Yeah. Yeah, who's to say he won't do it again? It didn't hurt him in the past.
I mean, you wouldn't believe that. Do you believe that this is an isolated incident? That this is the only time ever that this guy would have done something like this before or after? I mean, how could you believe that?
I don't believe that, Dave, which is why I believe it's an institutional problem for baseball. Like, that's why I believe Rob Manfred has to get involved in this. Like, the Stephen Cohen and the Mets, they'll take care of that part. Jared Porter's going to be fired at some point today. But Major League Baseball has to do a deep dive and figure out exactly what's going on and whether there are other women in the sport, whether they're covering it or whether they're working for these franchises that have been made to feel in a similar fashion. They got to find that out. Because they got to find out how broken it is so they can actually fix it. Because this can't be how it is moving forward.
Do you understand how difficult it is? And we don't. But I've seen it and I've covered teams. To be a female reporter, to go into the locker room. I mean, Rick, you've seen it. It's uncomfortable. They're in situations where guys are walking around naked. It's just the whole thing is not easy to begin with. It's a male-dominated industry. So credit to any woman, any female reporter out there. To have to now endure this is so unfair.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there are so many women that are so overqualified to do these jobs and should never be put in a situation where, you know, that career that they've worked their entire life for is jeopardized because someone like Jared Porter wants to put him in a position like this. Like, I mean, that, for her to now be put in a spot where she's so uncomfortable that she can't come forward because she doesn't want to ruin her career. And it turns out it ends up ruining her career anyway. She's not even in the business anymore.
Nope.
Because of Jared Porter, and he continues to get in promotions. And now he's the general manager of the New York Mets, owned by the richest owner in baseball. It makes me sick.
It should. Omar in Brooklyn. Omar, you're next up on 98.7 ESPN.
Hi, how are you guys? Good morning, guys.
Hello. What's going on, Omar?
You know, this is a serious issue. I have a daughter, and I came from another country, right? And women talking, I have lived here 25, 26. But I have a question. I'm just raising a question. I'm not defending Jared Porter, but I have a question. A female, they text today, as we use text messages in today's world, smartphones, I imagine that as a regular person, the media person knows more of the technology than us that a regular person use, right? So as you were reading some quotes from the gentleman that when he texted, he said, do you want more of it? If somebody sends me a message that is brutal and I don't want to talk to him, I can block the message. The lady could have...
But Omar, Omar, listen, and we love you. There's no blame. There's no blame on her. She's the victim here. You can't take that side of this, that she should block or do something that she didn't do. No.
And unfortunately, I mean, in this situation, too, for her, is she's in a position with what she does. Like, she needs the cooperation of someone like Jared Porter to do her job effectively, that's about relationships, to get those kind of sources. So, I mean, she's kind of trying to, you know, tightrope this line where, you know, she doesn't want to, like, affect the relationship to the point where, you know, he all of a sudden starts bad-mouthing her to other people in the organization and she can't get a story. Because that happens. Like, that happens. Like, in professional locker rooms, if there's a reporter you don't like, or one of the guys...
He gets iced out. Yep.
Yeah, we don't talk to him. Like, if that reporter shows up in a scrum, like, you stop talking until that reporter leaves. Like, that happens. So the fact that he put her in that position, it's not fair to her, man. And it pisses me off that she had to deal with something like this, because you shouldn't have to. It shouldn't be prerequisite that because I'm a woman, I should just have the expectation that at some point I should deal with this and be okay with it. Because it's not okay. Because men don't have to deal with it. And Jared Porter abused his power. I mean, 62 unanswered texts. Like, how much more of a hint do you need? 62
it's
unanswered
amazing.
Text messages.
I mean, think about that. We've all been there. And Rick, you've probably never been denied. But, I mean, the normal guy out there gets denied. And you text someone or you call someone. Like, you ever have, like, you talk to your buddies. I called her twice and she didn't respond. Do I go for a third call? Well, 62?
Dave, I don't get it. I don't get it. Did he not think 61 was enough to realize that she wasn't interested? I don't understand why he continued to do that. But the fact is that this clearly crossed a professional line. And for somebody to not be held accountable for doing something like this, that's the part that's beyond me. Like, it's not like there wasn't another employee in the Chicago Cubs organization that didn't know about it. You had some other people that corroborated the facts of the story. And the fact that there was no discipline for Jared Porter, and in fact, he got promotion after promotion, like, there's something really wrong with that. And this woman who was sexually harassed is no longer in the industry because of the behavior of this one individual. Like, that to me, it just shows you that something is really wrong and that Major League Baseball has a real problem on its hands.
If you're Sandy Alderson, too, I mean, you're more than capable of doing – you've done the job before. Like, I mean, Jared Porter was brought on as, like, a – I mean, I don't even know if he's the one pulling the strings making decisions. It feels like Sandy's the one that's doing it, and he's kind of like, Jared Porter is in place, so when Sandy decides he wants to be done,
right,
then Jared
Porter will
move in.
You hand the reins over to him.
Like, you don't need to deal with this right now.
No, of course. Of course.
This distraction does not need to exist right now.
I think we need to give the Mets, at least for the moment, the benefit of the doubt. It happened not even 12 hours ago. I'm sure today they're going to do the right thing and fire him. And if they don't, then we can, you know, go after them appropriately tomorrow.
Yeah, but what in the state? Like, you released a statement.
That's the yeah, exactly. You did release a
you
statement.
You had time to release a statement. I'm sitting here reading the story again for the 15th time because it's hard to take it all in. Like, it doesn't make any sense that something like this should happen. Hmm. But he admitted to it. This is not. There's no gray area. The only gray areas was the, you know, were the super explicit nudes, like the naked picture of his genitals. Were those your genitals, or yeah, did you find a picture of somebody else's genitals and send it?
But who cares?
It doesn't matter. Exactly. It doesn't even matter. They're both fireable offenses.
Right. I don't care whose penis it was. You sent it.
Yeah. Then you have to be fired. And I'm assuming today that he will be.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I don't wake up at 4 a.m. to wear a swim shirt.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at DCR on ESPN.
Buster's take on in about 9 minutes. Yeah, go ahead.
No, but even with the story, I mean, the fact that, I mean, and again, we don't really know, but I mean, from the sound of what you just played from Sandy before the last break, they had no idea that this, you know, this was going on with Jared Porter back in 2016. Even the fact that he hasn't told them or didn't tell them during the interview process. Like, is there anything we should know? So we don't look ridiculous if it does eventually come out. No, nothing. And then this comes out, and now we're sitting here questioning, did the Mets know? Did they do enough digging in this guy's background? I mean, the fact that we're even questioning that, it's embarrassing for the Mets and Steve Cohen.
It is
Sandy
embarrassing for the Mets.
So, I mean, with what you read, the fact that he admitted that those are his text messages, that the selfies are clearly him, which he denied initially until they showed him, like, no, these are pictures of you, and then the lewd stuff, if it's not him, it was, again, believe what you want. I don't believe it. It's stock images that he found, which seems ridiculous to me because I had no, yeah. I got no yeah. stock images in my phone of you know, whatever he sent, bulging yeah. the pants and naked penises. But, I mean, he still sent them. Those were still sent. He admitted I sent those. This is clear cut. You're fired.
Yeah, doesn't make it any better if these are just stock photos that come with your phone. And I don't know where he's getting his phone either at the some weird fetish site.
You sent the pictures.
Yeah.
That's it. You sent them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he owned it. So the fact that he did that, to me, makes this open and shut. Like, this is clear cut. There isn't another side to this, another angle to this. He was wrong. The behavior is inexcusable. He should be fired. I don't blame the Mets for hiring him and not knowing about this, but if they don't act swiftly and decisively, I can put that on them. Like, this is something that shouldn't drag out. That needs to be taken care of today. Could have been done last night, but it absolutely has to happen today, Jared Porter being dismissed as their general manager.
Let's go to George and Seifert. George, you're next up on 98.7 ESPN.
How you guys doing? Good morning.
What's going on, George?
Not much, man. I just want to say you guys are awesome. I met you in Long Beach in Minnesota over a year ago before the pandemic. You guys are great. My question is, I heard DiPietro talking about before. He had a passion in his voice about this guy should be fired. Totally agree. But I think the point of view is that from the Mets and Steve Cohen, I think they got to wait for the lawyers to get involved. So they got to protect themselves against maybe him trying to countersue them for anything. So I think they're just waiting for the lawyers to get involved. And probably by 3:30, he'll be gone.
Yeah, listen, I wouldn't be surprised at all. Like,
that's
again,
fair point.
I mean, they'll be judged on how they move forward. And I mean, we're all of the opinion he needs to be fired. No,
he's going to be.
But here, and to that caller's point, like, I can understand, like, logistically there might be some things that they got to figure out. But with this particular situation and how despicable this act was, like, that's something we'll handle on the back end. Like, it's more important for us to take a strong stance and make a statement about what we want to be, and more importantly, with this, what we don't want to be. I'm not worried about trying to insulate the organization as much as I am about trying to protect the integrity of the organization moving forward to make sure that we set the right culture in the building under new ownership. Like, to me, that's why this has to happen sooner rather than later.
Emmanuel in Flushing, you're next up on 98.7, Emmanuel.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Good. Good morning.
Good. When I heard this story, I said to myself, my God, imagine if it was an athlete doing the things that he did, he would have been killed instantly. But at the end of the day, we're now in the Me Too era, which we hear these stories about women being harassed in workplaces, and not just Hollywood, but other things. And if you're Steve Cohen, who bought the team, do you really want this toxic in there and toxic in this situation?
No, you don't want this. No, this is his opportunity to show Major League Baseball and Mets fans what the New York Mets are all about. And he talked about when he bought the team about integrity and everything else. Well, this is his opportunity to prove that.
Now, the caller says that if this was a player, he would be destroyed. He may be destroyed. I don't think they'd move on from a player.
No, well, I think it'd be fair to move on from a player if he did that to a reporter. I think it absolutely would be fair. Like, we're trying to move.
But we had it happen, Chris. I mean, we had this exact thing happen, and nothing happened to a player.
It happened years ago, Dave, and I think looking back on it, we all recognize that there should have been more discipline in that situation. But being in the time and space that we're in now, I think it's fair for a player to be disciplined. Like, if this happened in the NFL, yeah, go ahead and cut the guy. Send a message. You can absolutely do that. Like, there should be some kind of discipline attached to actions or behaviors like this, because it flies in the face of everything that these sports organizations and these leagues want to be about, which is diversity and inclusion. And the fact that this woman felt afraid to file a complaint or a report because she thought there could be some type of retribution from Jared Porter, that's a problem in and of itself.
If this was a good player, there's no way they release him. There's no way.
I don't know in today's climate that you can afford to retain a player like that. I don't know that you can do that. If a player did that to a reporter, I don't know that you can keep a player on your team.
Dave, you can only control what you as an organization stand for and what you decide to do. And I want to believe that if this was a player, I don't care how good the player was, and this story came out, that they would make the right decision. Now, you can't control what the rest of the owners and GMs want to do about that player. Like, if you own an NFL team and you make the decision, this is what I stand for. Any player on my team that gets convicted and found guilty of domestic violence will no longer be a member of my team. If that's your stance...
You know what? The Chiefs didn't do it.
I don't care what the Chiefs do. I don't care what the Cleveland Browns decided to do. I'm saying, if I own a team, and that's what I'm going to stand in front of a microphone and preach to my fan base and to my players that this is who we are and this is what we stand for, and that's how I want to do my business, that's how I'm going to do my business.
And that's fine.
I'm not worried about how the other team's going to do their business.
But Dave, and here's the thing. I don't want to start conflating between the different situations and what Tyreek Hill did or what Frank Clark might have done in his past. I don't want to start going down that and trying to parse through domestic violence versus workplace harassment. But the one thing I will say is, when you cross a line professionally as an organization, you have a responsibility in terms of maintaining the sanctity and the safety of the workplace. And to me, that's a part of this story. That's the part where you can't trust Jared Porter based on his past behavior and the information that's come out in this article. Like, you absolutely have to move on from him as general manager. There's no way you can trust him moving forward.
I don't think this is even up for debate. I just think that if this is a high-profile elite player, that we might have a different conversation than we do now about an unproven GM.
Dave, if a high-profile elite player sends a penis pic to a reporter that's working the beat in that locker room, there's no way you can keep that player. There's no way you can continue to employ him. No way.
Dave,
liability standpoint, I don't think there's a way you can keep that player.
I think to Dave's point, though, unfortunately, the reality does exist in professional sports that it's a lot harder to find another Tyreek Hill than it is to find Jared Porter.
That's right.
So because Tyreek Hill, because some of these guys are so good at what they do that – you know, teams will continue.
Give them extra chances.
Extra chances. But, I mean, for me, this is pretty clear cut. I mean, let's not try to, you know, start making comparisons to all these other different things.
Agreed.
Jared Porter was hired, did not let the Mets know that this happened, and now the Mets have to make the decision and do the right thing.
I agree with you. I'm just throwing out there that it could be a double standard if it was a player over a GM. All right, SportsCentury. Mets general manager, which we've discussed all morning, Jared Porter sent explicit unsolicited texts and images to a female reporter in 2016. That's according to a copy of the text history obtained by ESPN. The woman, a foreign correspondent who had moved to the U.S. to cover Major League Baseball, said at one point she ignored more than 60 messages from Porter, who was working for the Cubs at the time, before he sent one final lewd photo. After receiving the most explicit image, the woman sent him a message saying, "Please stop." Porter responded in a series of texts saying he was sorry, will stop, and that he, in fact, apologized. Reached by ESPN on Monday night, Porter acknowledged texting with the woman. He initially said he had not sent any pictures of himself when told the exchanges show that he had, in fact, sent selfies and other pictures. He said that, well, quote, "the more explicit ones are not of me. Those are like kind of like joke stock images." Nationals and starter John Lester have agreed to a one-year deal. Kevin Durant's big three-pointer in the final minute helps give the Nets a 125-123 win over the Bucks. James Harden goes for 34, Durant for 30 in the win. Knicks make it two in a row, 91-84 over the Magic. Knicks lead the league right now in points allowed per game. Islanders shut out the Bruins 1-0. Tonight, Rangers hosting the Devils at the Garden. Coverage begins at 6:30 right here on 98.7 ESPN immediately following the Michael K Show. And running back Mark Ingram will be released by the Baltimore Ravens. That's according to sources. Look, guys, we all accidentally damage our phones. That kind of thing happens. Now, Straight Talk Wireless's new Platinum Unlimited plan includes phone protection, just $65 a month for unlimited talk, text, data, and more. See Mobile Protect terms and conditions at Asurion.com/straighttalk. Limitations and exclusions apply. All right, let's bring him in. Buster Olney joins us here on 98.7 ESPN. Buster, I'm sorry that the circumstance of the conversation has to go to the Mets and Jared Porter in this really disgusting situation, but obviously it has to. We appreciate a couple minutes. I mean, let me just come out and ask you. This is true. We know it. He's admitted it. Do the Mets absolutely, unequivocally have to relieve him of his duties today?
Yes, they do. You think of it, you know, three different levels. I was thinking about it this morning. One, obviously, for the woman, I can't imagine how horrible a situation that was for her to go through that. You know, you're in another country, and suddenly someone is sending you these text messages, unwanted text messages. How terrible is that? And so you feel terrible for her. From the Mets' perspective, knowing that this happened and that, Jared was well into his professional career and he was making these type of decisions, how can that person be a leader of your baseball operations department? And then you go to the larger picture from Steve Cohen's perspective. He just takes over as Mets owner. It's a new era. Things are going well. It looks like they're going to have a great team. They may make more moves before spring training starts. And now this is going to dominate the conversation. You absolutely have to make a change. They don't have a choice.
Buster, what concerns me, too, is the fact, and listen, I played in the NHL. I know it's not Major League Baseball, and Chris played in the NFL, but I know how tight these circles are and, you know, how much general managers actually know of what's going on. I mean, it concerns me a little bit that there's actually a Cubs employee mentioned in the story that knew about this, and Jared Porter was never punished for his behavior.
And it's an interesting question, and I obviously saw that too, and I kind of wonder, you guys remember when a lot of the Me Too stuff started to come out, it's like when the first stories emerged, all of a sudden more came spilling out. And I wondered when I read this story, boy, you wonder how many other people in positions of power in baseball may have similar skeletons in their closet. And I don't know the answer to that. They're definitely, in the time that I covered baseball, it has been a, you know, boys will be boys type mentality about things like this. And you wonder if there were folks last night within the sport reading that story thinking, oh, man, about, you know, different situations that they had in their careers.
And Buster, because you don't know how widespread this is, doesn't Rob Manfred have a responsibility to launch an investigation to find out? I mean, he did that last offseason when he had the Astros cheating scandal and with the Red Sox and what they were doing with using electronics for sign stealing. He gave all of those players involved immunity just so he could uncover exactly what was going on. Doesn't he have a responsibility under these circumstances to try to put forth that same effort to find out whether or not this is widespread and whether or not these attitudes are pervasive in his sport?
Absolutely. And I would expect today that you are going to hear from Major League Baseball about this. They, in situations in the past, there's sometimes when the commissioner's office will hide behind the team and say, well, we're just going to let the organization take care of it. In this case, in the current context in this country, in the current context in baseball, they have to look at it as well and get all the facts out there. And they also, I think, need to, if they haven't already, begin to really bear down on people in front offices and educate them about things that can't take place. The fact that this went on the way that it did, and it was brazen as it was, is shocking, and on the other hand, it's not. And as we talked about, I do wonder what it says about the larger culture.
Buster Olney with us here, 98.7 ESPN. Buster, we're all in agreement. You kind of echoed that this guy will be fired by the Mets today. Does he ever work again? I mean, is it realistic to think that Jared Porter will never work in baseball again?
Boy, it's a great It's a great question, and especially keep in mind that last summer and into the fall, teams were laying off just platoons of employees, and they're really respected people who have spent a lifetime in baseball who were fired and have not found jobs since then. You think about, and this is not an apples-to-apples comparison, but when there was so much attention on Brandon Taubman, who was the assistant general manager of the Astros, when you had that situation where he was yelling at a group of reporters who were women. You know, I had folks in the game telling me he'll never work in baseball again. And while we're still in the first hours of processing that news, I think as we sit here today, it's a legitimate question, again, given the direction of the sport and direction of society in handling issues like this.
Buster only joins us here in the show. So, Buster, I mean, Sandy Alderson is already on place. I mean, he knows what he's doing. He's, you know, he's already done the job. I mean, it felt like he brought in Jared Porter anyway, as, you know, they would eventually transition to Jared Porter kind of being in control. I mean, where do they move? Where do they go from here? Do they consider hiring a new GM, or does Sandy just take over full control?
Well, I would expect that they're going to hire a general manager. Sandy has deferred the question of hiring someone to head up baseball operations, but he needs someone day-to-day to help with the responsibility of making the phone calls, of gathering information, you know, in that role as general manager. I remember talking with agents in the beginning in December and executives of the teams, and their sense was, this is before Jared was hired, that Sandy was overwhelmed. Now, Sandy, when I ran that past him, he disagreed with that. He felt like, you know, the work was getting done. They had other people to do it. But they're going to need someone in that spot. Mike Hill, he used to be the general manager of the Marlins, is someone that they interviewed during the process. I know they talked to J.P. Ricciardi. The one thing that when Jared was hired by Sandy, there was some surprise within the industry because Sandy didn't really have any experience with Jared. And there was a thought that, you know, Sandy would go back into his own history and hire someone who he knows, who he's comfortable with. I wonder if under the current circumstances where they're kind of, you know, everyone's trying to get ready for spring training, the Mets are in the process of trying to arrange their last moves to upgrade the 2021 team. You do wonder if Sandy's going to reflexively reach for somebody who he knows.
Buster, this morning as I was reading the article on ESPN.com, one of the things that really jumped out at me is that the woman that's being harassed said that she feared retribution from Jared Porter or the organization if she would have brought forth a formal complaint against the club. I guess my question is, does baseball have a mechanism or an entity that women in and around the sport can report incidents like this happening?
Boy, with a reporter outside, I'm sure every organization has their HR and the standards, but in terms of a larger entity that someone could reach out to within Major League Baseball, I don't know if that actually exists. I got to be honest with you. I don't. My instinct is that it probably doesn't. That the teams that Major League Baseball has left it to the individual teams to do that. In a case here where you have a reporter who is credentialed and is assigned to cover the team, I don't know if there's necessarily someone that they could reach out to. You know, the Baseball Writers Association of America. You know, she probably was a member of that temporarily. Or some, from her country, some union, maybe they have some process. But I don't know if there's necessarily that directly with Major League Baseball. And they should think about that.
Buster, we know you got to run and we got to run as well. And I just want to ask you quickly about non-Jared Porter stuff. Anything you can give us on George Springer? Anything else going on with free agency now around Major League Baseball?
Yeah, I think the attitude within the Mets organization is absolutely about taking advantage of what is a soft real estate market, so to speak. In other words, this winter, there's so few teams that are actually out there spending. I think the Mets are going to be aggressive, and they're bumping up against the competitive balance tax. But I think if there are good buy opportunities now, I think they're going to do it, which is why, as we sit here today, I would not rule out them signing George Springer, even after making the Lindor move.
All right, Buster, you are the best. We appreciate you. Thanks for waking up early with us, and we will talk to you real soon.
Okay, guys, thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I have nothing left.
Hear more of DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.